The 23-year-old jazz pianist James Francis has his musical fingerprints all over the place. He has recorded a Grammy-winning single with Chance the Rapper. He's toured with Lauryn Hill and Pat Metheny. And for the past 4 years, he's filled in on The Tonight Show with the house band The Roots. Now, Francis has released his own album, and our own Walter Ray Watson has this profile.
Here's what the pace of James Francis' life sounds like right now. Francis is moving very fast through music circles, doing an ever-widening variety of gigs. And to keep up with demand, he says he's flying a bunch.
It just felt like you're on a plane at 40,000 feet, traveling at like 600 miles an hour.
He calls his first album Flight.
On behalf of all of us here, we'd like to be the first to welcome you to Houston.
This tune is a shout-out to his hometown. It's called Crib.
When we say Crib, we just know that's Houston. You know, you think about Frenchies or like Shipley's or just barbecue, just food and just anything Houston. We just like, yeah, that's Crib.
That's where he started playing, at 4. His parents, a couple of non-musicians, took him to hear a concert at their church. It featured the late pianist, composer, and family friend, Joe Sample, one of the Jazz Crusaders.
And he was the first jazz pianist I ever saw live, and it was incredible. And Joe Sample wrote me a note saying, "Always love your music." And I was 5 years old. I'll never forget that.
A framed poster from the concert still hangs at home.
He always used to call me Little Oscar, actually.
After jazz great Oscar Peterson, someone who also played lots of notes. Here's what Francis sounded like at 17 at the High School for Performing and Visual Arts in Houston. He was ambitious. He made audition tapes like this one with hopes a summer jazz camp would accept him.
I remember hearing James when he was still in high school, maybe a junior in high school, and thinking like, oh, wow, this kid has it together.
That's pianist Jason Moran. No slouch himself, he's artistic director for jazz at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And as it turns out, he also went to the same high school in Houston as Francis. Moran's a mentor and a fan.
James has the ability to do things with his hands. You know, at one part, it's extremely technically challenging what he is able to accomplish. The other part, he has this right hand that really can make the upper register kind of sing.
In addition to being an accomplished pianist, James Francis says he's been writing his own tunes since he was 8.
But they didn't really get good till like last week.
Most of the compositions on his debut album are instrumentals. But he co-wrote one of the vocals with another 23-year-old, newcomer Abby Smith. She uses the stage name Yeba. They wrote the song My Day Will Come after her mother's death by suicide.
I thought that I had everything to myself.
He's so fierce, but like so gentle at the same time when he plays. And so that really kind of helped me step back and just focus on the simple things that I wanted to say because the ease was there. So instead of me trying to be like, all this pain, all this pain, all this pain, he helped me to release hope.
James Francis is composing songs for Yeba's debut recording, in addition to touring for his new record and playing as a sideman with other jazz artists in New York.
I mean, I'll always be a jazz pianist at heart, you know.
There's a but in there.
I feel like I just have so much more to offer in terms of the songwriting, performing, producing. I just see it all as music, you know.
James Francis hopes to carry listeners on their own journey into where music is going. If, that is, they can keep up with him. Walter Ray Watson, NPR News.